Beautiful. Beautiful. I love this. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We're coming to you today from Perth in Western Australia, where we feel very blessed. We've just had 2 days of beautiful, much-needed rain. But today, even though the sun's out, it's quite cold, so we're going to make a pot of peaceful pumpkin soup. Peaceful because it comes from our beautiful organic garden, and nothing has been harmed at all. And then we're going to make some heavenly chocolate chip biscuits. So come with us and let's go and have some fun. So we have some pumpkin here, some sweet potato, some red lentils, a baby chili, and a vegetable stock cube, and some water, and that's it. So we've already peeled and deseeded the pumpkin. So we're just going to roughly chop it, and I say roughly because we're going to blend it, so it really doesn't matter what it looks like. When you're deseeding your pumpkin, keep them, and they end up like that. Give them a wash and dry them, and you'll have your own pepitas, which are very healthy and full of protein, and seeds to plant for next season, which is really cool, which is where this one came from. Pop all this in the pot. You can do so many things with pumpkin. It makes a delicious fruitcake. Keeps it really, really moist. Now we're going to chop up some sweet potato, the same, but that size. Just roughly again. And I peeled this a little earlier, and when I did, I put it in cold water because anything with a high vitamin C content turns brown. So I just kept it in cold water till I was ready to chop it up. We had a yield of about 15 pumpkin this year, and that came from 4 pumpkin seeds. So we were very, very lucky. And it's such a treasure when you grow your own vegetables, knowing that you haven't put any chemicals on them. Right, that's the sweet potato and pumpkin. Yum. Now we add in some filtered water. I pour it in, and when it's about 3/4 of the way up, I'll stop. And if I think later on, if it's too thick and it needs thinning down a bit, then I'll add it later. But it's hard to take it away. Now that last ingredient is this little fellow here, a little chili from our garden. It looks really small, and you really probably didn't think it would make much difference, but believe me, it does. It's quite a hot little fellow. There you go. And last but not least, there's about 3/4 to a cup of thoroughly washed red lentils. There we go. Right, we'll just give this a bit of a stir. Around, and we're going to pop that on the stove to cook, and while it's gently bubbling away, we're going to tidy up and make some yummy biscuits. So we put that on high until it comes to a boil, and then we turn it down low to a simmer, because don't forget there's red lentils in there and they could stick to the bottom and burn your pan. When you have lentils or anything that's likely to stick in your saucepan, don't ever stir it while it's on the heat, because once the air gets to the bottom of the sauce, then that's when it's going to catch. So I'll just leave that there and carry on. I don't know if you're like me. It must be my age, but I forgot to put the stock cube in the soup. So we'll just go over here, and you don't need to dilute it in any hot water. Just flake it up, because it's all going to be blended anyway. So just flake it up, pop it in. There we are. Now I'm sure we haven't forgotten anything else. And we'll just let that cook. The soup's come to the boil now. So we're just going to remove it from the heat to stir it so that the lentils don't stick to the bottom and burn the pan. So we're just going to give that a gentle stir. And the liquid content looks okay at this stage, but I'll wait until we've blended it and then we'll know better if it needs thinning down anymore. Okay, that's fine, and it hasn't stuck to the bottom. So we'll pop that back on just to bubble gently. I'm just going to preheat the oven now, 270 for the biscuits. Okay, now for the biscuits. And first we need 4 tablespoons or 4 ounces of vegan margarine. And 1/2 cup of caster sugar. And we're going to give these a beat. Not too much. The less you handle biscuits, the better. Any biscuit mixture. But we need to combine this. And we use caster sugar, which is, if there are any youngsters watching, which is halfway between, say, icing sugar and ordinary granulated sugar. It's quite fine, but not as fine as icing sugar. But even though biscuits are hard and crunchy, we still like them to be light. So that's why we use this type of sugar. You can use raw sugar, but the consistency is different and it will end up chewy, a little bit chewy. And now we're going to sift in 1 cup of wholemeal plain flour. These won't go through the sieve because they're the whole grains, so then they pop. And then we mix these. Now at this stage it looks quite dry, and that's fine. It doesn't have to be wet. Alright, now next we add 4 tablespoonfuls of freshly ground almonds. Normally when I make this recipe I use hazelnuts and I grind them. And I thought for a change this time I would use almonds. And I thought, oh, I'll try some almond meal, that might make a smoother type of biscuit. So I bought a packet and it said plus omega-3. And I brought it home and I looked at the ingredients. This is just a caution for people there that are vegan, just to be very aware that things that might appear to not have any animal content at all could really surprise you. The ingredients in here, it contains milk and tuna oil. It's a no-no for vegans. So here we have freshly ground almonds. Poor little fish. We should love our animals, shouldn't we? Right, the last ingredient is choc chips. And they are completely, completely vegan. So there's a packet here, and we're going to put in about 1/2. It doesn't really matter, but about 1/2. The children will love these. They really will. Ah, a few more. Right. Just give them a little bit of a stir. And then we'll finish the mixing with our hands, being very, very careful not to overmix. Just to make sure everything is combined. But that's fine. Now, we could use a spoon, but it's easier to use your fingers. Make sure everything's got some chopped chips on it. Make it get a ball. So that would be a very heaped teaspoon, whatever size you like, it doesn't matter. Just place them on the tray. We'll do that with all of them. And then we're going to flatten them down. Sometimes when I make these, I just make them without the chopped chips and melt some chocolate. And then when the biscuits are cold, I put that on the top. That's really nice too. And of course with the almonds, they're very nutritious, high in protein. And the wholemeal flour. Now, I don't know if any of you know the secret of good biscuits. When you take them out of the oven, leave them on the tray to go completely cold, and that makes them crisp. If you like a chewy biscuit, of course, you can take them off. But if you like a nice crunchy biscuit, leave them on the tray to go cold. Now, for the final touch, we're just going to press these down. Alright, so we might go across the other way as well. Okay, that's finished. Right, now we're going to just pop these in the oven for about 20 minutes. Welcome back. Now we're just going to get the soup and blend it. I'm going to make a little bit of noise here. I'm just going to pop this back on the stove on a very, very low heat to keep warm while I cut up some freshly cooked, home-baked bread. Now, I'm going to cut up the bread. Lots of grains in this bread. All sorts of seeds in here. Soy, linseed, sunflower, pumpkin. It smells delicious. Now I'm just going to lay that on here. And we're going to spread that with tahini, which is ground sesame seeds, very high in protein, potassium, and very importantly, calcium, because a lot of people, when they're on a vegan diet, become very concerned if they don't eat any dairy products or, you know, milk and cheese, that they're going to have a problem with their calcium, but it has a very high content of calcium. So that's what we're going to have on our bread. The time has just gone off on the oven, which means our cookies are cooked. So I just grab those out of the oven, turn the oven off. Smell delicious. Now we're just going to leave them here to cool right down and crispen off. Okay, the cookies have cooled down now, so we're just going to pop them on a plate and see how they're golden brown underneath. They smell delicious. Nice and hot now. I'm just going to get it from the stove and dish it up. right, I'll just... All right, we're just going to top that off with some fresh parsley. And there we have it. Our homemade baked bread, tahini, our peaceful pumpkin soup, and cookies after. Thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We hope you enjoy the recipes that we prepared for you. And we'd like to remind you, please, to be veg, go green, and save our beautiful planet.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.